The couple smiled back, and he knew that they were in love, and he guessed that they could, through some lover's instinct, see that he, too, was truly, madly in love. In love with Simone. Just the thought of her, dizzying. In love with her brown eyes, her knowing smile, her beautiful, soft skin, her boundless energy, her crazy ideas, her serious thoughts, her gentle soul, her sinuous dancing, sublime singing, and always those brown eyes gazing into his. He looked down now along the Croisette, positively filled with elegant couples promenading before dinner. White, horse-drawn coaches passed back and forth, the clomping of hooves sounding rhythmic, with nearby palm trees swaying gently. The sea had now turned a luminous green, and to the west, over the Estoril Mountains, the setting sun made the red earth there seem to blaze with colour, as if alive. He looked east, down the Croisette, past his own hotel, the Carlton. If the Pointe Croisette and the harbour weren't in the way, he fancied he just might be able to see all the way down the coast to lovely Antibes, where, even now, Simone was surely lying on her silk-draped bed, sleeping gently, resting before dinner. He smiled to himself, remembering that sweetly scented apartment from just an hour ago, that afternoon warm bed. Then, alarmingly for a second, a harsh voice, unbidden. For a moment, he thought it was the brittle tones of his wife, Alice, her sharp voice a dagger in his heart. He spun round, fearful that she might actually be there, but placed his hand on his chest in relief as he saw a bickering English couple march past, the husband staring miserably at the pavement, the line of children behind them straight-backed on best behaviour. He laughed to himself again. How could it possibly be Alice? Alice wasn't due to come to the Riviera for another month. No need to fear her appearance yet. Yes, plenty of time to work out an amicable solution to this miraculous amount turn his life appeared to have taken. I must just take some time to figure out how to handle that, he thought. But feeling relieved that that moment hadn't yet come, he again looked down the promenade at the long line of elegant white stuccoed hotels. Time for a sundowner, he thought. And where better than the rooftop bar of that smart new hotel, the Martinez? Yes, it was pricey, extremely pricey, but as Percy now knew, because darling Simone kept telling him, money is there to be spent, to be enjoyed, mon chéri. Off he strolled towards the dramatic Martinez Hotel, facing the now darkened Med, wondering which of their newfangled cocktails he should try this evening, and already contemplating whether to have the salt-baked bass or the lobster for dinner. 3 hours later, and feeling rather tipsy, though who cares, he spun through the revolving doors of his hotel, the Carlton, twice round, once more for fun, and crossed the empty marble-floored vestibule to reception.
Monsieur Porter, bonsoir,
said the night receptionist.
Mon cher Gaston, my old friend, my rock of ages, said Percy, stepping forward and leaning unsteadily against the reception, Panama under one arm.
He beamed for a few seconds at the young man in the perfect suit, his lapel badge shining.
Wasn't it a beautiful sunset?
I'm sure it was, sir, said Gaston. I hope sir has passed a pleasant day.
Oh, much more than pleasant, said Percy.
He stepped back and did a full twirl, a pirouette, just like the one he had done this morning for Simone on the beach in Antibes.